Welcome back to the Football City USA kickoff. Tonight's second game is going to be the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes taking on the Northwestern Trojans. I'm Scott Wells in the booth now with Chuck Roberts. Chuck, this is sure to be a big game. We've got Brown Simpson down on the field. They're just about ready for the coin toss, but huge game here, number one, number four in the state.
Absolutely. A lot of questions for Northwestern, obviously, Scott. Their strengths, the defensive line, the offensive line, and their quarterback, returning three-year starter, Finley Pope. The key, I think, for Northwestern, who's going to take over the job that Turbo Richard did last year for the Trojans? And it won't take us long to figure that out as they play a very talented and a very physical Dutch Fork team.
No doubt about it, Dutch Fork. I mentioned to you when I was coming in, they were getting off of the bus, and I happened to be beside the bus as they were getting off, and I'm looking at these guys getting off the bus thinking, oh, my goodness, is this a college team coming out here?
They are impressive when they walk out.
They are impressive, no doubt about it. Last year, state champions, 5A state champs, and they started off 2-5 on the season, but then went on an eight-game win streak to win the title in 5A. And Brown Simpson, you're down on the field getting ready for this thing. Kickoff is just about to get underway.
It's just about underway, and you're right. I tell you what, Dutch Fork's got some big kids, some big offensive linemen. You're right. They come talented, and they've got a great football team. That's the reason they're ranked number one in 5A football in preseason. Of course, this game is sponsored by Wilkerson Jones, Wilkerson Law Offices, and we had the coin toss a short time ago, a little bit ahead of schedule. And Northwestern won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half, so we'll see this Dutch Fork offense first. Scott Wells, back up now to you and Chuck.
All right. Thank you very much, Brown. And for those of you just tuning in, there was a 17-0 victory by the South Point Stallions in the first matchup of the night. And so home team won, and we'll see how Northwestern can do here against Dutch Fork. As they're going to have a tall order, but you know what? This Northwestern team, they're a good team. They finished 11-2 last year. Bookend losses. They lost the first game of the year, lost the last game in the third round of the playoffs.
And again, it's a brand new season. Again, some questions we'll find answered tonight for Northwestern. And again, Dutch Fork, always physical, always strong up front. I think, Scott, the key is going to be at the offensive line versus the defensive line. The line of scrimmage is going to tell us a lot tonight.
Absolutely, but a lot of skilled players. We'll talk namely about one Finley Polk for the Northwestern Trojans. He's coming back, put up a lot of big numbers last year and had a great season, looking for the same this year.
He threw for over 3,000 yards last year, and in scrimmages just against Spartanburg this past Monday or Tuesday night, they went on a final drive, took them 45 seconds, five plays, 85 yards all through the air, Scott. So watch that tonight for Northwestern. The key receiver for them, number two, Jaden Nichols, and also number three, Cameron Vance. Keep your eyes on those two young men for Northwestern.
And for the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes, they're led by Ethan Offing, who came in last year after those five losses. He came in and led the eight-game win streak to take them on to the state championship and a victory there. So watch out for him as well. And they have a running back that has, I think I read somewhere, he had like 28 offers already for
coming
college.
Already.
So going to have to watch out for him as well. So it should be a good one. Getting ready to go. They're ready to line up, I would hope. It's just taking a little extra time than it normally. I'll tell you what, let's take 1 minute break here. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff for this one. Northwestern and Dutch Fork here on the OTS Radio Network.
Whatever your budget, Burn Chevrolet is dedicated to making your dream car a reality and ready to assist you in whatever way they can to make the car buying experience simple, stress-free, and best of all, fun. Burn Chevrolet, I-77 and Cherry Road in Rock Hill. Together, let's drive at burnchevrolet.com.
There's a unique combination found only at the Y, where adults and kids strengthen body, mind, and spirit.
Join the YMCA of Upper Palmetto now at ymcaup.org.
Let's get started!
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
Looking to pursue your degree? Laurel Institutes of Technology is career-focused with small class sizes and offering online programs, too. Check out the 16-month diploma in cardiovascular technology on campus in Fort Mill. Begin your career path at laurel.edu.
Back at District 3 Stadium, the Northwestern Trojans about to kick it off as we get underway here. Tamarian Watkins, the kicker, gets ready to go. As Dutch Fork backs up, they'll have their return guys standing deep. Number 30 and number 8. Number 8 is Jaden Westbrook. Number 30 is Maurice Anderson. Kicks in the air. It's going to be deep into the end zone and out of the back of the end zone. What a kick. as that one didn't even hit into the end zone. I think it went to the very back of the end zone near the goalpost on the kickoff, so it'll bring that one out to the 30-yard line. They'll start it up right there, first and 10.
I want to thank our fine sponsors that make this possible, Scott. Rock Hill Coca-Cola Broadcast Center, supporting Rock Hill area sports for over 115 years, and your home for Coke sugar-free.
30-yard line's where they set it. Dutch Fork brings their team out. They'll line it up for the first play of the game. Offing the quarterback gets it set. And they're going to back the ball up. What are we doing here?
Well, this is interesting because in the first ball game with South Point Palisades, they started at the 30, so now they're going to start at the 20.
They put it at the 30, and then they backed it up to the 20. I did not, well, it was a touchback,
yeah.
So there was no penalty on the kick. Nonetheless, ball starts at the 20-yard line. Offing shotgun gets ready. Two wides on the far side, and he'll hand it off to his big running back. Starts to the right, cuts back left. He's going to be stacked up by that defensive front of the Northwestern Trojans. And as Chuck said, Northwestern pretty well loaded on that front of that defensive line. Jalen Anderson on the tackle.
That was one thing we talked about wanting to look at tonight, is that line of scrimmage. Northwestern, a veteran defensive front. These guys returned, played last year, and gave up only about 67 yards a game in 2023, Scott.
Two wides, near side, one of the far side. No gain on that first play. Man swings out. It's going to be out of the backfield into the hands of Maurice Anderson. Anderson cuts it upfield. He's got some yards across the 25. Up to the 30, he'll have the first down. And they'll keep the clock running as he's up to the 33-yard line and a first down.
You talk about yards after catch. So important. He caught it about a yard or two past the line of scrimmage, but he had some good blocking up front and took it forward to, as you said, the 33-34.
So a 13-yard gain on the pass play. And a first down for the Silver Foxes. Can't go talking about the Silver Foxes without talking about Tom Knotts.
Everybody knows that name.
Eight state championships since he came to South Carolina in 2010. So that's eight out of the last 13 years.
What a record.
Quarterback is number 12 in the game, and he is going to roll the left side, and that pallet ball is going to be taken in at the 38-yard line, wrapped up and dropped quickly. And I don't have 12, so I'm wondering if that may be, well, often coming back into the game. So I'm not sure who number 12 is. We don't have that number on our roster. Nonetheless, ball up to the 39-yard line.
One of the questions, too, for Northwestern would be that secondary, Scott. They knew how strong they were up front and at the linebacker position. But from talking with some of the folks who follow Northwestern on a weekly basis, that defensive backfield, they wanted them to step up, and they're going to have to, as we see so far.
Hopping back in, drops back, straight drop, looks downfield, fires near side, receiver slips down, gets back up, makes the catch at midfield, steps out of bounds for the first down at the 50-yard line.
Boykin Beakley, that was a nice comeback route right at midfield.
Beakley catches that ball, and as I said, after he fell down, got back up, made a good move to beat the defender, had plenty of time to make that recovery and catch for the first down. to go here. Clock stops on the out-of-bounds play. Offing barking out signals. Two men wide on the far side. Looks that way. Fires. Got a receiver wide open at the 44-yard line. Breaks the tackle. Wow. Out to the 30. The 20. Down the sideline. A good block. And he's going to go to the end zone touchdown. Dutch Fork Silver Foxes. A 50-yard touchdown. And again, it's Boykin Bickley on the touchdown for the Silver Foxes.
Well, we talked about it in our pregame, speed and the size of Dutch Fork, and we've seen the speed so far with their receivers. Again, that was about a five-yard catch and run, and he just took off. It was a 50-yarder.
Got a good block down the side to spring him free and into the end zone for the score. Extra point coming now. Kicker number one, Justin Welch. Extra point is up, and it is good. So with 6:02 to go here in the first quarter, it's 7-0. Dutch Fork out on top of Northwestern. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Northwestern gets their first offensive possession. You're tuned to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Here's John Warden of Champion Services.
What we try to do is specialize in each individual aspect. So if you need flooring done, I got specialists that do that. Painting, roof replacement, obviously, in this time of hail and wind and all the damages. Gutter systems, all that's under the different divisions and headings. So we're very diversified. We have the ability to do a lot of different things. Full remodels, kitchen, baths.
For quality and fair price, call Champion Services first. 803-329-7898.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Back at District 3 Stadium, Northwestern Trojans going to get an opportunity on offense now. Dutch Fork on top, 7-0, 6:02 to go in this first quarter. Ball is going to be caught inside the 5 around the 3-yard line, coming straight back up the field, dropped behind the 20. Now, we've seen so many different things, the way they're doing this. We don't know if it's going to be touchback. We didn't see a fair catch call the last time. Of course, the last time was in the end zone, but in the previous game, the ball was inside the 20. They basically blew it dead when it was caught.
Took it to the 30. We want to thank again all of our sponsors, Fandler's Federal Credit Union, Kick for Cash. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, you can register now for the opportunity to kick a field goal and possibly $1,000 in cash.
Going to sit you down to Brown Simpson with a guest on the sideline, Brown.
Thank you, Scott. We've got John Warden, and a lot of this event wouldn't happen tonight without John and his company, Champion Services. They powered this event tonight. And, John, your thoughts so far as we've got one game in the books, and now we're in the second game with Northwestern and Dutch Fork.
I tell you what, it's a pleasure. It's really an honor to be able to stand out here and watch these young people, future leaders of America and all in between, and the fan support here. It's a beautiful evening. I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
Well, we're blessed, John, to have you a part of this, Champion Services, and we can't thank you and your company enough.
Well, I tell you, I'm just following the lead of RHI and what they've done for many years in this county. And so we've been here a while, too. We just want to be a blessing along with them and just encourage these young people and all that are here and not here. Hey, you got somebody to stand with them and believe in them.
Well said. Guys, back up to you.
Thank you, Brown. The Northwestern Trojans on first down. Finley Polk gets a 5-yard pass out. Second down is going to do the same. This time goes up across the 35 to the 37. First and 10, Northwestern. Couple of nice plays by the offense.
I tell you, Northwestern coming out throwing the ball, and they're doing it with speed, Scott. They're not taking much time at all getting back to the line of scrimmage, getting set. Three straight plays in less than about 30 seconds.
So that one gained about a yard, makes it second down and 9. Ball at the 38-yard line now of Northwestern. Polk out of the shotgun, 3 wides to the near side, 1 to the far side. It's going to hand it off to the back. No, fakes it. Nice
wide.
He's got a wide open receiver on the far side, makes the catch at the 40. And at the Dutch Fork 40, takes it down to the 35 before the tackle is made by number 7, Elgin Sessions. But that was, trying to read that number, looks
number 6, Daniel, yeah. Caldwell.
Caldwell on the catch for Northwestern in a first down.
Again, one of the strengths we talked about, that offensive line. They did a great job last year providing protection for Finley Polk. And again, they're depending on that offensive line to do it again in 2024.
Polk drops back again.
Look at the time,
pressure,
Scott.
As you said, offensive line doing a good job. He's going to make the completion out inside the 30 to the 26-yard line. And a couple of yards shy of another first down.
Look how fast they're moving straight back to the line of scrimmage. They're not wasting any time at all.
About a yard shy, just over a yard shy of the first down. 4:13 and counting here in this first quarter. This time it's going to be a handoff. No, a fake again, and a receiver's there and couldn't hang on to it inside the 5. Dropped it. Looked like a sure catch and maybe touchdown, but incomplete on the play. But a great fake again by Polk.
I tell you, they're splitting those zones, Scott. They're running down the hash marks. The last two plays wide open, just splitting those DBs in the secondary on the sides.
Polk down, third down, and about a yard and a half. One back to his left. That's Gordon Miles. Polk's going to keep it. Fires. Got a man there at the six-yard line. He's going to take it. Turns inside and makes the catch and the touchdown for Tadarian Knox. Knox, great move after the catch to just jog into the end zone for the score. Northwestern's on the board, trying to tie it up now with a PAT.
Oh, got a flag on the play at about the 24.
Yep, see that. See that. 24-yard line is a flag. It's going to come back.
It will be against Northwestern, but look at how they're splitting that hash mark. Those last two passes, Scott, have been right on the left-hand hash. They're just splitting that DB, the cornerback, and the safeties. They've been wide open.
So five-yard penalty is going to back it up to the 31-yard line. We'll redo third down. It'll be third and about six. Trips again to the near side. Ball's on the hash mark right, going right to left. Polk drops back. Pressure's there. Tries to throw it. It's going to be deflected and incomplete. Brings up fourth down. So what looked like 6 points on the board is now going to be a fourth down and six for the Northwestern Trojans with 3:58 to go in this first quarter, trailing 7-0.
Dutch Fork had been playing a four-man front on the defensive line. That time they brought both linebackers on about a 1 or 2 second delay blitz. Trojans just could not pick that up.
So Polk's got an empty set in the backfield. They're going to go for it here. They need six for the first down. They'll line it up. Three men to the near side, two on the far side. Polk's going to stand there. Pressure's coming inside. He rolls to the right side, and he's going to go down. They'll turn the ball over on downs back around the 37, 38-yard line. Great defense by Dutch Fork.
Once again, pressure coming from the wide side of the field that time. Dutch Fort making the adjustments in the secondary, but it's the timing right now, just not enough time to get that ball off by Northwestern.
Northwestern Dutch Fork sponsored by Wilkerson Jones and Wilkerson. Appreciate all of our sponsors, but they are sponsoring this game for the Northwestern Trojans. Dutch Fork now with the ball again after a turnover on downs. 3:47 to go. They have it at the 37.
Oh,
ball mishandled, but maintained. But defense gets in the backfield, and it's going to be a loss on the play. A loss of about 33, about a four-yard loss.
Offing just mishandled the snap, bobbled almost over his head. Northwestern, that defensive front, again, an experienced group, getting right back there, putting the pressure on him, putting him down.
Offing sets up, one back to his right. Left to right they go. Man in motion. H-back's going to shift sides, comes back as Offing rolls to the right, looks, got his receiver there. Catch is going to be made at the 35. Turns upfield, got some room. Across the 40, 45, midfield, into Northwestern territory, taken down at the 48-yard line. And a nice job by K.J. Smith on a carry after the catch.
That's just pure speed. You had a defensive back for Northwestern right there, but they were able to cut inside, and speed made that play.
19 yards on the play. And a first down in Northwestern territory.
Folks, don't forget Football City USA Tent Village, located at the main gate behind the goalpost. Our sponsors are lined up there. They have free gifts and prize registration for all attendees. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors at the main gate and along the walkway.
Offing's going to take out. Looked like some early movement, but no flags. Going to go for the home run ball. Nobody home. This is going to go incomplete down around the six-yard line as he overthrew his intended receiver by 5 or 6 yards.
Good coverage by number 22, Joshua Singleton, that time.
There is a flag on the play, and what was that, a hold? Holding on the play. It's going to back Dutch Fork up. So 2:48 to go. Dutch Fork will get the ball back in their own territory now. They'll put it back at the 38-yard line of Dutch Fork.
Folks, don't forget to go to WRHI's Twitter and vote for your pick as a player of the game. Nickel Store Players of the Game sponsoring that tonight. We'll do that during the fourth quarter of each game. Twitter handle at WRHI.
First and 20. Ball's going to go left side. Running back's going to take it. And number 30, the big guy, Maurice Anderson. He's heavily recruited across the country. He's going to pick up 10 of those back, gets it back around the 48-yard line of Northwestern.
We were talking outside of the press box prior to this game, and if I'm not mistaken, Scott, I think that young man has, what, about 20 offers so far?
Yeah, I think it's closer to 30, yeah. quite the runner. I've got some of his stats here. If we get a moment, we'll give you some of those in just a bit. Back to the 48 of Northwestern. Second down and 10. Big plays. Clock's rolling, 2:10 and counting in the first quarter. 7-0, Dutch Ford. Offing takes it, straight drop, looks downfield, going to release the ball, and again, nobody there. Good coverage on Northwestern's part.
Great pressure by that left side of the defensive line for Northwestern. And again, we talk about that. They're relying on that defensive front this year. It's got a veteran group being able to handle the run, but also getting through that. And let's just say it, Dutch Ford, because you talked about, look how big they are, that big number 74.
They are a huge team. If you go down this roster, they have heights and weights on here. There's some, look at the line, you look at the offensive line, and then you look at even some of the skill players, look at some of the wideouts. And then when you go to the defense, we'll see that. Some of the, like the defensive ends, you got a couple of really big guys out there. Here we go. Offing drops back, looks, passes, and it's going to be incomplete. He was under duress in the backfield and nearly taken down, but he does get the ball off. It goes incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down at the Northwestern 48. We'll see what they do here, if they go for it or punt it.
They're going to bring them off. Give credit to that right side of the defensive line that time. Great pressure coming in wide side of the field, and Offing, he had no chance.
So Offing will do the honors as the punter as well, I think. Is that Offing, number four?
Sure is. Northwestern wearing the dark uniforms, numbers in black, highlighted in gold.
High snap, brought down. Punt is away. And a nice punt inside the 10-yard line, taken at the 8-yard line. Nice move, bringing it out across the 10 up to near the 15-yard line.
Nice job, Jonathan.
Jonathan Spurgeon on the punt return. We're going to go down to Brown Simpson in a moment. Brown, I'm looking for you over there. Raise your hand, trying to find you. It looks like he has somebody down there with him. But I don't think he's listening at the moment.
That's unusual for Brown.
Well, you know Brown. Brown's commands an audience. So.
I guarantee you, he's talking to somebody.
That's right.
I guarantee you, Scott.
Okay, so after the punt, Northwestern gets it. Polk's going to take it, fakes the handoff. Pass is going to be completed up around the 15-yard line. Turns up field, will have the first down across the 25. So they'll move the sticks for the Trojans. That's going to be Jaden Nichols on the catch. So first down for Polk.
And again, just splitting that seam on that hash mark.
There looks, he goes again, Scott. Again, firing it downfield. He's got a man there just out of the outstretched arms of the intended receiver, trying to get that one to number three. That's Cameron Vance, the other big wide receiver, but incomplete on that one.
Although it was incomplete, Northwestern's receivers are getting past those DBs for Dutch Fork. They've got the speed. They are open. It's just a matter of timing and connection, and that's what these scrimmages are for, nailing it down.
Second down and 10. Minute 31 on the clock here in this first quarter. Northwestern trails by 7. Pressure coming. Polk flushed out to the right side, scrambling, looking for somebody.
Wow.
It's going to have a catch made. There's going to be a flag as well, as there was some interference prior to the catch. I don't think the official thought the catch was going to be made, but it was an incredible acrobatic catch.
That's got to be pass interference on Dutch 4.
We'll await the call.
Once again, I want to thank Football City USA Tents Village. Again, all of our sponsors are located at the main gate. Folks, don't forget the Radio Listener Guide is out and available. It's our 23rd annual edition, and it is free. It's available for the first time this season here at District 3 Stadium tonight. You can also pick up your free copy at all of our football sponsors and at all area home games during the next 3 weeks. Scott, I had a chance to look at that this week, and once again, that's probably the biggest edition we put out. Tons of information.
All right, then the call, they pointed to Northwestern, but they moved the ball the opposite direction, so obviously they pointed to the wrong team. The penalty was against Dutch Fork, a hold, so that'll move the ball up for Northwestern, gives them a first down at their own 48-yard line.
Folks, don't forget, the clock will operate as normal in the first, second, and third quarters, and then we'll have a running clock in quarter number 4.
Yeah, one of the officials just blew the whistle. I think he saw the same thing. He said, oh, wait a minute, which team was that on? You pointed the other way. Brown Simpson down on the field. Got us a guest down there.
Scott Wells, I have got the sweetest guest in District 3 Stadium right now. Dr. Crystal Teague is with us, and she's one of our sponsors. We are so happy and so glad that you're one of our sponsors of this event.
Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it.
Why be a part of this?
So I'm a Bearcat, and I love my community, and that's why I'm here.
Well, and the Bearcats will play in the third and final game tonight. Got a new head coach, Randy Burch, is a new head coach. So we certainly do appreciate all that you do in the community, and thank you once again.
Yes, thank you all again. Glad to be here and support all the teams.
You heard it from Dr. Crystal Teague, Scott Wells, and Chuck Roberts. Now back to you guys.
Thank you, Brown. Appreciate that. Ball is on the ground, but a whistle is going to blow.
And Scott, the officials got together again and moved it back against Northwestern.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. We saw him point that way, but then they moved the ball the other way. So the ball is back now at the Northwestern 40-yard line. That was a knockdown pass, so it will be second down now and 10. Back at the 40.
Northwestern really putting emphasis on that passing game in the first quarter. There they go.
It's going to be a handoff this time up the middle. Couple of yard gain as he gets across the 40 up to about the 41 and a half. So not a lot going there. That interior, the defensive front for Dutch Fort, not allowing much there.
And again, that was a question we had coming in. Who was going to take Turbo Richards' place?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, tonight for Northwestern, they're relying on their running back, number 8, Zamir Gordon-Miles. He's lined up, Scott, both at receiver and at running back.
Yep, shifts from left to right now beside Polk. Polk looks to pass, now looks the other way as pressure's coming. He had 4 men in his face, dumps it off. He's got his man. He's at the midfield stripe at the 40. He's got some room down to the 30. Far side, 25-yard line, pushed out of bounds. But a huge first down and a quick hitter that time. Pass is going to be completed to number 6, Daniel Caldwell.
That was the exact same play they ran before. They just put it on the other side of the hash mark, other side of the field. It was there on the previous play. Success hit the second time.
Northwestern quickly lines up, ready to go. Drops back, Polk. The pressure coming. This time he's going to go down at around the 29-yard line. Just nowhere to go. Dutch Fork's getting that backfield, but Polk has somehow so far, except for just now, been able to escape the pressure and dump the ball off.
They're really using that zone read option to try to hold that defensive line in place of Dutch Fork.
Takes the ball. This time he does hand it off, and the running back's got some room. He's at the 25, down around the 22-yard line, as number 8 carries it. Zamir Gordon-Miles has a pretty good carry that time. He's been, as you said, the go-to guy in the backfield pretty much every play, and that's the end of the first period. After one quarter of play here, 7-0, Dutch Fork on top. We'll be back with the Wilkinson-Jones-Wilkinson broadcast booth up here for the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, this is your hometown dentist, Dr. Teague. Just like these two teams strive to be the best, we at Crystal Teague Dental strive to take the best care of our patients. We are now accepting new patients. Make your appointment today at crystalteaguedmd.com.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout York County. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola salutes the professional grillers and potluck pros. Whether you bake it, smoke it, stack it, or melt it, there's nothing more important than how you grill while serving an ice-cold Coca-Cola, Coke Zero Sugar, or Coke Light. When you serve your meals with a Coke, you know you've got a winner.
One quarter in the books here, and the Northwestern coaches trail 7-0 against Dutch Fork. Second quarter coming.
Don't forget, folks, Nickel Store Players of the Game. Go to WRHI's Twitter to vote for your pick as Player of the Game during the fourth quarter of this ball game. Once again, go to the Twitter handle at WRHI.
Hope with the ball. Sets him up third down. Ball's at the 21-yard line. Third down and about 6. Twins on the far side, Twins on the near. He'll fake the handoff. Keeps it himself. Pope's got it. Scrambles down inside of the 15-yard line. He has the first down as he slides at the 12.
It was interesting watching that defensive front for Dutch Fork. There's another flag on the play, Scott, at the 12-yard line. They tried to bring that linebacker up, and it looks like it's going to be a personal foul against Dutch Fork.
We'll see as they are going to move the ball in favor of Northwestern, so the first down will stand, and they'll have the ball inside the 10-yard line. They'll move it down, Chuck, to the 6-yard line, so it'll be first and goal, Northwestern.
I like the discipline, Scott, of Northwestern's offense. It was kind of shaky at first, a little miscue here or there, a couple of missed wide receivers, a couple bobbles, but now they're putting it together as we start quarter number two.
Polk, again, twins each way. Set up first and goal. Back to his left, takes out, looks, is going to fire the fade to the far corner, and catches made, touchdown.
Beautiful.
Northwestern Trojans.
Scott, that was a dive.
Perfectly thrown.
On a rope.
Perfectly thrown to the corner, and I did not pick up the number that
number
caught
eight.
That, did you? It's on the far side away from us.
I think it was Zamir Gordon-Miles.
Well, I will give him that. I'll tell him that Chuck Roberts said so. Going for two, and they're going to quickly get the ball going to the end zone. And the two-point conversion is good as Finley Pope takes the snap before the team lined up. A new wrinkle, little gadget play, is going to get 2 points for Northwestern, and they're up 8-7. We'll take a quick break. Trojans on top, 8-7 over Dutch Fork. Tune to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When it comes to safes, Nickel Store is all about the customer.
We try to provide just a little extra customer service. I know that's hard to get this day and time, to put you in the right mood to get you fitted for the right safe.
Nickel Store, I-77, Exit 73, Rock Hill.
Back at District 3 Stadium, Northwestern takes the lead 8-7 as a 6-yard pass from Finley Polk to Gordon Miles is good. 2-point conversion, a little gadget play as Polk took the snap before the team lined up for the PAT. Got the 2 points in there for the go-ahead point, 8-7. Kickoff is made, taken in at the 3-yard line, coming back upfield across the 15, 20, little seam to the 25, and wrapped up, brought down around the 28-yard line of Dutch Four.
Folks, be sure to listen in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the Red Zone, live on Interstate 107, and for the first time ever, Scott, on CN2. We'll be talking to the coaches, discussing next week's game and the entire 2024 season. The Red Zone, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Interstate 107, and now on CN2.
That drive for Northwestern, 10 plays, 85 yards, Chuck, for Northwestern as they went down and scored. So a nice drive put together by them. The previous one for Dutch Fork was 5 plays, and they went 80 yards. So.
And don't forget that first offensive possession for Northwestern after Dutch Fork scored on their opening possession. They hit the man in the end zone, but it was called back. That would have been a touchdown, but a penalty negated that. But one thing I like, Scott, is just the patience of Northwestern. Now, at first they were coming up throw. Now they're mixing in the throw and the run, and that's what led to a lot of success on that last drive.
Dutch Fork with the ball at the 27-yard line, their own 27-yard line. On first down, it was incomplete. Now here on second down, they're going to fake the pass with a handoff. Handoff goes from left to right. It's got some room, breaking away across midfield into Northwestern territory at the 47-yard line. And that's K.J. Smith, I believe, on the run. Yeah.
Tackle made by number 12, Jonathan Spurgeon. You called his name once or twice already tonight on defense for Northwestern.
And we're going to do our best to give you at the end of this game, or towards the end of this game, an offensive and a defensive play of the game. We'll see if we can keep track of that. There's a couple already worth mentioning that may be in the running.
There you go.
It's going to be a handoff in the backfield. Nearly had him, but somehow he gets away. There's a flag flying around the 35-yard line, but Offing gets the handoff to his big guy, number 30, and he's going to take it to the Northwestern. It's going to be upfield, but it's going to come back.
Great inside pressure, number 90, Jabori White for Northwestern. Thought he had him in the backfield. He's got about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. But, again, we talk about Dutch Ford. Speed, size, and you're seeing it tonight.
So the penalty will back Dutch Fork up. They're going to move the ball back to the Dutch Fork 47-yard line. It'll be first down all over again. It'll be first down at about 18 yards. I think it's 17, first and 17 for Dutch Fork. Offing takes out. Looks, fires, far side's got a man there. He's going to make the catch at the 49-yard line. Turns upfield again. Good. That's number two, Smith. And he will be taken down in Northwestern territory around the 46-yard line. So he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Gains about 7 on that play.
Northwestern defensive backs, they were up on the line of scrimmage. And just at the last second, they backed off. That was a nice timing route by Dutch Fork.
6:20 and counting here in the second quarter. 8-7 Northwestern. Hash mark right. Offing takes it, hands it off. He's going to get it to Anderson. Anderson puts his head down and pushes forward. He'll plow inside the 45, gets to the 43-yard line. But the defense doing a nice job of stopping him there for just a short gain.
Yeah, the numbers kind of hard to read. But again, that's that veteran group up front, that defensive line for Northwestern. If I'm not mistaken, that one was up front again, Jabari White.
I think I mistakenly said it was third down previously, but on the penalty they got the down over. So now is third down, and it's third down and 7. Offing, a couple of men back there.
He's
going to take the handoff. Had pressure. Offing shakes one, but he can't shake the other. He'll go down around the 49-yard line. A sack. Northwestern, 3 men over there, and Offing slow to get up.
Once again, 3 defensive linemen popped off their blocks, chasing Offing to the short side of the field. He had nowhere to go.
Brings up fourth down, Chuck.
One thing, too, Scott, you know, we talk about how big and veteran that defensive line is, but that time they should have, they had some speed.
Absolutely. Got over there as he shook one off. By the time he could try to move outside, he had 3 more on him.
Good techniques.
Clock is rolling, 4:45 and counting, and now a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick timeout as well. Dutch Fork calls for a timeout. They'll get it 8-7 Northwestern. We'll be back. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
It was a very rewarding experience working out and getting to know people that had similar experiences dealing with cancer.
Your story begins today. Go to YMCAUP.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
I think it's excellent. It's in and out.
That's how customers feel about the new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center.
They detail everything with a fine-tooth comb.
The all-new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center is open. Cherry Road at I-77 next to Burns Chevrolet.
It's quick service in and out.
Fourth down and 11 for the Silver Foxes. At the Northwestern 47-yard line, they're going to keep the offense out there. Offing out there with Anderson in the backfield. He has a couple of guys wide to the near side. That's the short side of the field. They're going right to left. Left hash mark is the spot. Now men moves tight end from right to left.
They've got a
Offing
blitz, Scott.
Offing drops backs. Here they come. He gets the ball off, and he's got it to the tight end. He's at the 40. Jumps over a defender, and he's going to be at the first down. They'll have it. Nice conversion as they brought the tight end in, slipped him underneath, and he got out behind the defender and made the first down play. Nice play.
It was. Northwestern on a linebacker blitz. They were bringing everybody. Normally they have a 4-man front. That time they had 6 men up front, and they had the 2 linebackers coming. It was just one-on-one coverage and a very nice throw. Give credit where credit's due to Offing.
At the 28 of Northwestern.
That's a big play.
Big conversion right there. 4:30 and counting in the first half. 8-7 Northwestern with Dutch Fork on the move at 28 of Northwestern. They keep that H back in there. This time they'll hand off to Anderson. He tries to go left side, but nothing doing. That Northwestern defense stiffens up. They bow their back, and they stop him short of the line of scrimmage, a yard loss back at the 30 or so.
Once again, nice job up front. Mason Greer, also Dimitri Putman for Northwestern.
So it brings up second down. Actually, he lost 4 yards on it.
Sure did.
Thought he got back up further upfield than that, but we're going to mark him back 4 yards from the original spot. So second down and 14 for Dutch Fork at the Northwestern 32. Offing, one man to his left. That's Anderson. New H back in the game, two wides on the far side. High snap. Offing catches it in the air, pulls it down, now looks to pass. Got a man there. He's going to make a great throw. It's going to be caught for the first down. That's a K.J. Smith again. We've called his number multiple times tonight. He makes a nice first down grab.
You got to give credit again where credit's due. Offing, high snap, bobbled it, but was able to recover, and he had a man in his face, and he found receiver wide open at about the 20, and as you said, they take it all the way inside the 15.
Looks like we have a timeout on the field, Northwestern, so we'll take another break. 3:27 to go. Dutch Fork on the move, trailing 8-7 over Northwestern. High school football, the OTS Sports Network.
At Palmetto Women's Center, we greet every expecting mom with comfort. Our friendly team is here to offer services like ultrasounds and pregnancy tests, plus free infant supplies like diapers and wipes to help new moms through baby's first year. PalmettoWomenCenter.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlugray.org.
Well, Chuck Roberts with you here in the booth. 3:27 to go in this first half. Northwestern on top, 8-7. Dutch Fork with the ball. And Dutch Fork, what are the officials talking about down there? Something going on with the officials, not sure. But Dutch Fork has the ball first and 10 at the Northwestern 14-yard line. Now we're ready for play. I think they got it sorted out. Offing and Anderson in the backfield, two wides on the far side.
Scott, really impressed with Offing, I tell you.
Offing swings it out to Anderson. Anderson puts a big shoulder down. He's going to borrow himself, I'll get that word out in a minute, inside the 10, close to the 5-yard line. Spot him to about, it looks like they're going to mark him around the 7. But he just showed his power right there.
He really did. Folks, if you miss any of your favorite 2024 high school football games, you can hear the complete rebroadcast online this year in the OTS Sports Vault, available Saturday morning on WRHI.com.
Second down and 3. They can get the first down without scoring. More of a pistol look this time as Offing has Anderson sort of behind him to the left. And he'll hand it to him. He sidesteps one, goes inside the 5. Should be close to the first down as it looks like he's around the 3. They're going to say the 2, which should be enough for the first down.
Scott, it looks like Northwestern defensive line, they shot the gap. They got one hand on him, but he's so big and so strong, you've got to wrap up.
I'm going to take you down to Brown Simpson here in just a moment as he's got the game on the sideline. 2 minutes, 20 seconds in counting as Offing brings his team back up to the line of scrimmage. First and goal for Dutch Fork. Offing looks it over. Defense crowds the line. We'll see what they do. Anderson to the right of Offing. H-back moves from right to left. Offing drops the ball, picks it up, is going to keep it himself, tries to avoid one defender, stretches for the goal line. He'll be short as he'll be down just inside the 2-yard line.
Scott, like that's about the third or fourth bad snap bobbled, but Offing, again, able to grab it off the ground and make something positive at what looked like to be a big-time loss of yardage there. Northwestern's getting pressure inside. It's just they're missing him because he's so.
So quick. let's clarify something here real quick. They're going to spot the ball at the 5 yard line. In this particular game, being sort of a preseason jamboree type game, if the quarterback gets touched, they're going to mark him dead right there. So they marked him dead at the 5, even though he got to the 2. He's going to throw the fade to the end zone, jumping in the air.
No.
Good face coverage, but they're going to throw a flag for interference against Northwestern, I would assume, as the big receiver, Boykin Bickley, he's 6'1", 162, had his hands in the air. Looked like he was face guarded. But it didn't, from our vantage point, look like he was touched.
One-on-one, number 20, Jalix Cunningham for Northwestern. Also there, number 22, Joshua Singleton. That is a tough call. I mean, there was no pushing, really. But the Northwestern defensive back was looking face-to-face, had his back turned to the ball.
So what? I'm not sure of the point of that call. They called holding on both sides, which... You know, we're just going to have to replay it. It was an incomplete pass. Anyway, so we're going to replay
it. Back at the 5.
Yeah. Back at the 5 again, offing with Anderson to his left, two guys to the right side.
Watch 17 on the far right side.
Yep, Bickley and Smith on the right side. Offing gets it, looks that way, fires on the crossing route, and just fired that one a little too hard, too high. Trying to get number 38, Carlos Sexton, who plays that H-back spot, bounces back and forth from left to right, trying to deceive the defense, but that one's incomplete, brings up 3rd and goal from the 2.
Often,
or from the 5, rather.
Showing his frustration there. Another high snap that was bobbled, but again, he was able to bring it down, throw it across the middle, just a little bit too high, but good coverage by Northwestern secondary on that one. That's tough when you get that far in.
109 on the clock, 3rd and goal. Offing takes it. Anderson gets the handoff. Anderson at the 5, pushing forward. He's at the 3, the 2, into the end zone, touchdown. Dutch Fork Silver Foxes score again as Anderson takes it in from 5 out.
One thing about that drive, though, Scott, Dutch Fork milked the clock. A lot of time was taken off. They got it at about the 6-minute mark, if I'm not mistaken. And now we're
7:27. So, yeah, 6 minutes, almost 6.5 minutes off the clock. PAT coming, Justin Welch, the kicker. They'll sit it down. He puts a foot in it. Right-footed kicker is up, and it took him a second, but they say it's good. So 14-8 as Dutch Fork's back on top over Northwestern. We'll take a quick break. 105 to go in the first half. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
No matter what the weather, better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
The Google reviews are in at Ideal Imports West.
They made buying a car such a pleasure, but recommending these guys to everyone. Guess car place, I had a wonderful experience, and I purchased a vehicle.
Ideal Imports West with a 4.7 Google review. Call 366-2890.
Silver Fox is back on top, 14-8. He'll kick the ball off. He's taken in around the 11-yard line. Turn it back upfield. Gets across the 20. Up near the 25, stacked up and dropped. Northwestern puts it in play there with 57 seconds to go. That last drive, 12 plays, 73 yards. They used 6 minutes, 22 seconds off the clock to score. And, you know, nice job of staying in there for Dutch Fork because they had a couple of big penalties that stopped that drive, or could have stopped that drive, but they maintained it. And 5 yards out for Anderson puts them back on the board and back in the lead. Northwestern with the ball. Polk, left side, wide open receiver at the 27-yard line. Cuts up the sideline across the 40, pushed out about the 43-yard line. A late flag flies on the far side.
Once again, you show the speed right there. Finley actually had two options. They love throwing at the seam. He had a guy at about the 40, but then found the man wide open at the sideline. We'll see what the officials are going to say here. Folks, be sure to tune in against next Friday night as or local teams kick off their regular season. For a complete listing of next Friday's games, check your radio listener guide or go to WRHI.com to see where you can hear your favorite team.
And fortunately, it's going to be against Dutch Fork because the chain crew had already moved everybody up here for the first down.
A little
late action on the far side. It's going to go against Dutch Fork, and that'll give Northwestern a 15-yard advancement into Dutch Fork territory. They'll set it down at the 43-yard line of Dutch Fork after one play from scrimmage. So with 50 seconds to go, Northwestern's back in business here with a first down.
With Northwestern's offense, plenty of time to put points on the board.
Hope drops back, fires man downfield, streaking, and he nearly makes the catch at the 10-yard line. As that ball was just about on the money. Great-looking play, just fingertip off of it, incomplete.
Number 7, Tamarian Knox, I think the intended receiver there. Boy, you're right. About a foot too far, Scott. But it was there.
It was there.
That's what you want to see in these jamborees and scrimmages.
43-yard line, 2nd and 10. Billy Pope takes out, takes the handoff. No, he does hand it off, and back's going to be dropped immediately. That's number 31 on the carry for Northwestern. Who is that? Quay Mobley.
Clock now at 30 seconds.
Winding down. Polk drops back. Fires downfield. Going for it all again. A couple of defenders there and nearly picked off at the 5-yard line. Incomplete.
Folks, don't forget your free radio listener guide is now available at most of our game sponsor locations. It's the largest ever, 92 pages, jammed with schedules, statistics, records, score pages from your favorite high school, college, and professional teams. Plus, you'll find all our game times for this season's broadcast. The radio listener guide, available now. You can pick one up here tonight at District 3 Stadium at the main gate, as a matter of fact.
Fourth down. Northwestern going to punt it away. 18 seconds to go in this half. Remember, the halftime kick for cash coming up. Brown Simpson down on the field. We'll go to break, come back for that. Punt's in the air. It's a short one, but it takes a great hop as it hits around the 20, rolls inside the 10. It'll be touched down around the 8-yard line, 7 or 8-yard line. So 9 seconds left before halftime. Dutch Fork, we'll get it back one more time. We'll take a quick break. High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Joey Logano, and if you're looking for affordable, quality equipment, James River delivers.
Whether you're mowing your lawn, hauling material, or baling hay, James River has the John Deere mowers, tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and implements you need to get it done fast. Plus, with low-rate financing and big cash rebates, James River makes owning a John Deere just as easy as it is to operate. Request a quote online at jamesriverequipment.com.
James River delivers affordable quality.
.9 seconds still on the clock. Dutch Fork will have it for one, possibly two more plays before we go to half. They lead 14-8 over Northwestern. A couple of touchdowns for Dutch Fork.
Is that a new quarterback, Scott?
It is. Looking for a number. Just ran into his running back. He's going to keep the ball and carry. It looks like that's number 11 for Dutch Fork in the game. Number 11 is not on our roster. And the clock will expire as they run the ball and expire the clock and go to halftime. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the kick for cash as Brown Simpson will make his way out onto the field. It is 14-8 here at halftime. Stay tuned with us. High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
College doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, York Tech makes it easy. Need a certification to get that promotion? We got you. Interested in picking up where you left off? Start back up here. There's no better time than now. And with new programs being offered this fall at York Technical College, opportunity is everywhere. Apply today at yorktech.edu.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones & Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the Good Student Discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Back at District 3 Stadium, it's halftime here, and halftime means the Founders Federal kick for cash. We'll toss it down to Brown Simpson for that.
Thank you, Scott. We've got Rhonda Benfield from Rock Hills going to be kicking for $1,000. Rhonda, before you take this kick, real simple question to you. Who is your favorite high school football team?
Bearcats.
The Rock Hill Bearcats. All right, here we go. Rhonda Benfield kicking for $1,000.
All right, Rhonda, good luck.
Rhonda comes up just a little bit short, but she does win. Rhonda, for that effort, you're going to get a cooler presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Thank you. Thank you for your support of high school football.
Thank you.
All right, Scott, back up to you guys.
All right, thank you, Brown. Rhonda, congratulations, and she gave it a valiant effort.
She did. So we'll give think I'd want to try that, Scott. We talked about that earlier. I think I'm a little too old for that.
I hear you. It's 14-8 right now as the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes are out over Northwestern, and I think we're going to take a break, get caught up on pace bills here, and then we'll come back with second half action in just a little bit. High school football here on the OTS Sports Network.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Nichols Store is ready to help hunters get their food plots ready.
And if you're looking to do small plots, we've got the 5 pounds of seeds with the rape, the turnips, the radishes, the clover trios. We've got all those in.
Let's take it outside at Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Hi, this is your hometown dentist, Dr. Teague. Just like these two teams strive to be the best, we at Crystal Teague Dental strive to take the best care of our patients. We are now accepting new patients. Make your appointment today at CrystalTeagueDMD.com.
Burns Chevrolet has stocked a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs to make sure you find the right ride at the right price. Each model is competitively priced, and our team will make sure that you get the best financing available. Together, let's drive at BurnsChevrolet.com. I-77 and Cherry Road in Rock Hill.
Fourteen to eight as we get set for the second half. As Dutch Fork is on top of Northwestern, we got Brown Simpson down on the field with an interview. Well, it looks like Brown may be talking with an official. We'll hold that interview for just a moment.
Does that surprise you, Scott?
He's got the white hat over there working him over.
Folks, be sure to listen in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. with the Red Zone live on Interstate 107 and the first time ever on CN2. We'll be talking to the coaches and discussing next week's games and the entire 2024 season Wednesday night, 7 p.m. on the Big Stick, Interstate 107, the Red Zone, and also on CN2.
Well, looks like we're going to go ahead to the kickoff. Brown, if Brown's ready, wave at me when you're ready down there, Brown. Looks like he may be on the phone. He decided to phone a friend.
That doesn't surprise me either, does it? The number of calls we get each week from Brown or text messages. Goodness. Thanks to Rock Hill Coca-Cola. They are our broadcast center sponsor, supporting Rock Hill area sports for over 115 years, and your home for Coke. Sugar-free Rock Hill Coca-Cola.
All right, Northwestern Trojans won the toss. Remember, they deferred to the second half. They'll get the ball first to start this second half.
And I tell you, the Northwestern offense, just so close on so many long passes, just inches short. This next drive to start the second half is going to be very important, Scott.
See how they do. I'm not sure what's taking so long. They've been lined up out there for a couple of minutes at least. We've got some real special guests up in the booth here, some VIPs, as it were. V. Mario Washington and Kevin Robbins, they'll be coming on the air here in just a little bit. Here we go. Kicks in the air. It's going to be another deep one, this one into the end zone. It'll come out to the – we'll see if they bring it to the 20 or the 30. They brought it to the 30 and the 20 and the 20 and the 30. And
I was going to ask you, is it going to be the 20 or is it going to be the 30? I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to let you say that.
We will see. Brown Simpson, you ready down there? Brown, we got you. If you're ready, go ahead. Looks like he might be having some trouble with the microphone.
He's trying.
He is trying. Not sure what the problem is. We'll get back down to Brown in a minute. I think he said, hold on, I need to change the batteries. Here we go. Polk's going to pitch it out to the right side. Coming up through a hole. Got some room across the middle. Across the 20 up near the 25-yard line. About a 5-yard pickup. They do start at the 20 this time.
Nice shuttle pass to the short side of the field. Nice blocking inside on that right offensive line for Northwestern. The right side.
Polk by himself in the backfield. Swings it out. This time Gordon Miles is going to catch it. He'll get up to the 30. That's enough for the first down. Well, check that. That's number 6, not number 8. So that was Daniel Caldwell on the catch.
Give credit to number 31, Quay Mobley. Great block on that quick pass. You know, all these receivers, they want to catch the ball, but they also have to block. Good job that time by Mr. Mobley.
First and 10 at the 30. Slips in the backfield. It's going to be hit and drop. Nice tackle back there. Number 41 for Dutch Fork. Gets in, makes a big stop. That's Julian Walker, the defensive end. 6'6", 244. And we told you, folks,
they're big.
They don't play around at Dutch Fork.
And that was just an immediate slant. He was coming on the snap.
Brings up second down at about 13. Put 5 men on the front. Now they back up. Linebacker comes back out. Hands it off to the back. Coming left to right. Trying to get to the edge. And nothing doing. It's going to be a loss on the play again. It'll bring up third and about 15. Let's see where they spot it. Are they going to give him credit back to that line of scrimmage? It sure didn't look like he got
there.
No, it didn't. So make it third and 12.
Talk about the size. Number 40, Josh Smith, the linebacker. 6'3", 230, Scott.
Polk is going to dump it off on a crossing route, but hit behind the line of scrimmage as that play went nowhere but backwards, and they'll have to punt this one away. It's going to be fourth down back at the 25-yard line. Three consecutive plays of lost yardage.
Northwestern trying to run the ball on that series. They had a lot of success throwing it. You got to mix it up.
So they'll punt it away. Dutch Fork will get it for the first time. We're at 6:06 to go in this third quarter. Remember, in the fourth quarter, it's a running clock. Punt is in the air. Nice high punt. Not very long, however. He's going to run up in traffic and makes the catch at the 50. It must have been a fair catch.
No.
And I'm not sure how you do that. If you called for the fair catch and took off running and gets hit, how do you call it against the defender who makes the hit? I mean, he ran 5 yards after he caught it.
Yeah. And the other thing, I thought he was going to possibly call a horse collar, but that was a jersey tackle. It was a slam to the ground, but it was not a horse collar.
We'll see. They're going to gather up and talk about it.
Special thanks to Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics. They're looking for tonight's smile of the game. Get your photo taken at their location in our tent village, and you could be one of the three winners selected to receive either AirPods, a Bluetooth speaker, or a $50 Amazon gift card. Again, thanks to Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics.
I think that they did call the horse collar. We can't. It's sometimes hard to tell
it
the
call
because we're on the visitor's press box, so the call is made facing the home press box, obviously, so we couldn't really see, but it looked as that if that's what it was. But, you know, I guess, you know, if you make a fair catch and run, you can still get a penalty
in
your favor.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
He did put his hand up and then ran up to make the catch and took off.
And they blew the whistle.
Yeah.
But yet then they threw the flag.
It's a scrimmage for the officials, guess, as well.
Yep. So it'll be first and 10 at the 35 of Northwestern. Pass is going to be complete, caught around the 25, a first down as they get it into the 20-yard line. That's number 17 on the catch, Bickley, and we have called his name a number of times tonight as well.
You sure have. Again, 6'1", 165 pounds, and he is fast. Northwestern playing off the receivers that time. He just did a little 10, 15-yard route turnaround. The ball was right there as he turned around.
So 15 yards on that play makes it first and 10 again. Just the second play. He started in great field position at the Northwestern 35. 5:25 to go in the quarter. Offing has Anderson shift from his left to his right. Maurice Anderson, and this is going to be a pass towards the end zone, and there's going to be pass interference called right there. I don't know that they could call. There's two flags. There's one back in the end zone, and there's one up. Well, check that. Those gold shoes get me every time.
Yeah.
Northwestern with the yellow shoes that looks like a flag. So there is one in the end zone, and that one is going to go against Northwestern, which will move the ball in the red zone.
Give the officials credit. It did look like the Northwestern defender grabbed the jersey as he made the cut to the corner of the end zone.
They put it at the 10-yard line. So if the nose of the ball is on the 10, that'll be first and goal, and it is.
Keep your eye on number 17 again, Scott Bickley. He's lined up one-on-one short side of the field, though.
Or Anderson, who pulled his way in from five out a moment ago, right at the end of the first half.
Bobble
again,
snap.
A bobbled snap. Ball on the ground as Offing falls on it. I think he's taken his eye off of it because the snap was not that bad. It was a little off to his left that time, but certainly not something that you mishandle like that.
I think you're exactly right because his head was turned to the corner of the end zone, the short side of the field, we said, and that's where Bickley, who's been his favorite target tonight, was lined up.
Well, back it up was, to the 14-yard line.
So. He was lucky to be able to get that. Northwestern right there.
They were. Yep, he fell on it. They fell right on him. So very close. Back at the 14. Second down and goal. Shifting up front, H-back left to right. They do that often. Offing rolls right side. Look, pressure's coming. There's a hold, and the flag comes out. Ball's going to go to the right side as Offing's going to carry it inside the 10, but that'll come back. There's definitely a hold out there that sprung Offing free.
There's also a flag at the 6-yard line. I don't know if they're going to call targeting on Northwestern. That was a vicious hit.
Couldn't be. I wouldn't think targeting. We'll see.
I wouldn't either. That's the game of football. You love to see plays like that. It looked like it came underneath.
Maybe a face mask or a
shoulder pad. Certainly not in the.
Let's see here. There's one call. So they back the ball up against Dutch Four. That's for the hold, and that'll back it up to the 24. And I think they picked the other one up.
Picked it up, good, because that was not a targeting play. It was a good, it was a hard hit, but it's a good hit. That's what you want your defensive backs to do. Make sure that receiver knows you're there. Make him think twice.
So now we're playing goal. It's second and goal still, but the ball's backed up now to the 24-yard line of Northwestern. Offing. Couple of men back there. He's going to fire one out to the right side. He's got his man who gets by one. Now he gets by two, and he's going to scamper to the end zone. Looks like he may have gotten down around the one-yard line. But what a run again by K.J. Smith after the catch. He's down at the one, but it'll be, well, it was goal already. Mm-hmm. So it's third and goal at the one at this point.
There's that speed we talked about.
Boy, he is quick when he catches that ball.
And
KJ Smith.
You got to put a pad on him. You cannot arm tackle.
4 minutes, 9 seconds and counting here. 14-8 our score. Dutchport trying to go up by another touchdown. Anderson back there with offing. Pistol look again.
Look at Bickley wide open.
Single wides both sides. Just one man in coverage. It'll be a handoff, and it'll be Anderson straight up the gut again. And does he get in? They're going to stack it up. Does not look like he's going to be in. No signal. They're going to say no, did not get in. It'll bring up fourth down. Fourth and goal inside the one, Chuck.
Nice job inside by the defensive line for Northwestern. They have really shown themselves. They've been on the field a lot tonight, Scott. But you look at that defensive line for Northwestern. Dimitri Putman, Andre Pitt. Jacoby Gathers.
Just brought an offensive lineman in, 6'5", 289. Substitute just came in for Dutch Fork, so we'll see what they do here. Is there a timeout in the field?
That's right. Not Coach Notch is on the field. He's at the 15-yard line. Scott on the field.
I did not. The teams are not coming off to the side. Officials are talking, though. I think he wants that to be a touchdown, but they're not going to overturn it at this point.
No.
You wouldn't think. Fans, if you miss any of your favorite 2024 high school football games, you can hear the complete rebroadcast online in the OTS Sports Book. That's available Saturday mornings at WRHI.com. Here we go. Fourth and goal. Ball just inside the one-yard line. Offing with Anderson in the backfield.
They keep looking back to the sideline, they being Dutch.
Here we go. Officials close to play clock, so we're ready to roll. Offing with Anderson to his left. Single wides again. Same set.
Trying to get him to jump.
Offing takes it, and the defense is in the backfield. They're going to bring him down immediately, but they're going to have a flag in the backfield as well. I guess as quickly as they were back there, I would think it may be an offside. It was false start.
Northwestern,
one of the
to
two.
Me, looked like
one of the
they
two.
Did not
we'll see
move.
What it is.
They were trying.
Yeah.
Dutchport was trying to draw them offsides, but Northwestern.
It's going to be a false start against the Dutchport Silver Foxes.
Great discipline up front by Northwestern's defensive front, because that exactly was what Dutchport was wanting them to do, to draw them off sides. And it didn't work.
So it's going to be back to the 6-yard line now, fourth and goal at the 6. Offing with Anderson to his left. Again, single wides both sides. Tight end in the left. They're going to go to the left, trying to go in the end zone. The ball is going to be incomplete. So Northwestern will get it on downs. Northwestern holds on defense. And that was quite a stand by the Trojan defense.
Give credit to James White. One-on-one coverage with number 17, Boykin Bickley for Dutch Fork. Scott, we talked about, you've called his name all night long, but that time, great coverage. And what a defensive stand for Northwestern.
Absolutely. 14-8, our score. We'll take a quick break. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
You've asked for it, and KFC has delivered. It's the all-new Saucy Nuggets. Choose from our ever-popular Honey Barbecue and Korean Barbecue, or try out one of the three all-new flavors. Honey Garlic, a taste of honey and garlic with a kick of heat. Chipotle Ranch, a mildly spicy and smoky ranch sauce. Or our Mango Habanero, a mashup of fruity mango and spicy habanero. Get 10 nuggets for just $5.99 or upgrade to a combo with fries, a biscuit, and medium drink for only $9.99. It's the all-new Saucy Nuggets at your local KFC.
WRHI Rock Hill, WRHM Lancaster, WVSZ Chesterfield, W281BE Fort Mill. This is the OTS Sports Network.
Northwestern Trojans hold on defense. Now the offense takes over at their own 6-yard line. First and 10 from the 6, quick pass out to the left side. Gets a yard or two and nothing more. As it'll be about third. Well, we missed a play there during the break. It's going to be third down and 8. Completely missed that one. I guess
I didn't see a run.
I didn't see a pass, but apparently it was. It's third and 8, according to the board and the flag down there. So are the sticks down there. Drop back, fires over the middle, in traffic. It's going to go incomplete, and he's lucky that one wasn't picked off. There was people all around that. But it goes incomplete, trying to get it to Evan Harrison. It'll bring up fourth down.
In the first half, we saw Northwestern trying to split the seam. They had a lot of success doing that. In the second half, they've come out running the ball more on their first offensive possession, and that time trying to throw it across the middle.
They're going to punt it away, and then Brown Simpson, we're coming down to you right after that. 2:33 to go here in this third quarter. High snap, but brought down. Punt is going to be shanked to the right, so Dutch Fork's going to get it in great field position at around the Northwestern 25, 26-yard line. Brown Simpson on the sideline with a guess.
All right, partner, I'm back now. And I'm with my friend Dominique with Laura Institute of Technology, and I told Dominique right before you came to me, I said, Dominique, you got the patience of Job. And he does. Dominique, thanks for all the patience. Tell us a bit about your company and in Fort Mill and why it's important you guys want to be a part of this event.
All right, my name is Dominic. I work for Laurel Institute of Technology, and we train and educate students in the area of cardiovascular technology, where we train them to become registered cardiac sonographers. And I believe it's important for us to be a part of this this event tonight, because I believe that if we invest in our youth and our children at an early age, I believe that we'll get a good return on that investment.
Well, Dominique, we certainly do appreciate your company being a part of this and your patience on the sideline. He saw a lot of good football up close, guys. Back up to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brown. Appreciate that. And on that play, first and 10 from the 27, it's going to be a delayed handoff to Anderson. Anderson goes left side close to the first down. Looks like may have an injured. Is that an injured player over there, or what's the
official
doing?
Somebody getting up slow. Now he's walking it off.
There we go. Northwestern player getting up slowly.
That's number 22 for Northwestern running off the field.
Going to say Joseph first Singleton. Down. They did get the first down at the 17-yard line.
You know, that Northwestern defense, they've been on the field most of the second half.
Yes.
Almost all the third quarter, Scott.
Yep.
We got 2:16 left. They've got to be tired.
So got to make one more stand here. They trail 14-8. First and 10 from the 17 of Northwestern. And, you know, offense, defense, we can talk about that all day long. But different so far, special teams.
Special teams.
Offing, ready to go. He's going to hand it to Anderson. Anderson, this ground and pound time for Anderson. He's going to get a couple of yards, maybe 16-yard line, a yard or so at best, as that Northwestern defense came in there and popped him hard.
They did. And they stacked him up at the line of scrimmage. He broke away, but again, good pursuit by the Trojan D, especially the linebacking corps coming over to hold him for almost no gain. He is a big boy.
He is. He is. Dig up some stats here on that young man. While we're waiting on this next play.
Kid's 5'10", but he weighs 204 pounds.
Yeah, he's a player. As we said, I think it was 28 offers he's gotten already. Maurice Anderson, we'll get that here in a second. Offing ready to go. New running back in the game is offing a little banged up. It's going to go to the far side. Look
no
at the goal line. That one just threw it a little too hard, and it goes incomplete. He was trying to get it to Jaden Westbrook, but too much. And it's incomplete, third down.
Nice coverage by number 4, Nigel Smith, for Northwestern. Those DBs, especially those corners, they've been on an island most of the night.
7-time player of the game last year. Number 1 ranked running back in the state. 28 college offers for Mr. Anderson, Maurice Anderson.
Big third down, Scott. Northwestern defense hanging tough. You know they got to be tired after that goal line stand.
Minute 16 to go. Isaac Shine now the running back, and it's going to be offing pass in the backfield and just clobbered after the catch. The tight end took a lick, number 81, Boone Miller, and he took a hit. Mason Greer was the one bringing the hit.
And thankfully he made the hit because he was the only one there on that sideline. He wrapped him up. Had he not, he'd have picked up the first down.
Likely the first down and kept it going. Yeah, now it's a fourth down. 46 seconds and counting in this third quarter, 14-8. They're going to go for field goal. Probably smart play.
Yeah. Justin Welch on to attempt a with the score 14-8.
Yeah.
Again, well, you can't ask any more from your defense, Scott.
Absolutely.
Two straight stops inside the 20-yard line. One, the previous one at the 1-yard line on two consecutive plays.
Justin Welch, kick is up, and he's going to miss that one badly to the left side, trying the 37-yard field goal. In no good, 2:11 to go in this third quarter. We'll take a quick break. 14-8 our score. Dutch Fork on top. High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, losing weight, strengthening your heart. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You're supporting the values and programs that strengthen your community.
Join the YMCA of Upper Palmetto now at ymcaupe.org.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Well, while we were away, we had one play, and the end of the third quarter has arrived, but we're going to keep it here because Brown Simpson's down there with another special guest. Brown.
Make sure you visit your friends at Brett Rutland State Farm in the Tent Village area to get your free team colored shirts.
Maybe Brown's not there with a special guest. All right, we'll take another quick break. When we come back, we'll have Brown Simpson on the field. We promise. 14-8 our score after three quarters of play. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout York County. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
Well, they'll switch sides of the field to get ready for the fourth quarter, but before we do that, we're going to try to send you back down to Brown Simpson again. Brown?
Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Brown.
All right, I've got James Burns. Burns Chevrolet is going to sponsor our next game, the third game between the Rock Hill Bearcats and the Hunter Huss. James Burns Chevrolet has been around now how many years?
100 years this year. It's been a long time. I'm the fourth generation.
Fourth generation. Why is it important for Burns Chevrolet to be a part of an event like this?
Well, to tell you the truth, we're the last family-owned dealership in Rock Hill. It's kind of sad to say, but, you know, I was born and raised in Rock Hill, and, you know, Rock Hill is my hometown, and it always will be.
And, James, you've been very involved also in the community. You're currently on the Rock Hill School Board.
Currently am, and I just signed up to do another term, so we'll see how that goes.
James, we appreciate Burns Chevrolet and all you do in this community.
Likewise. I can't thank y'all for what y'all do for these kids out here.
All right, Scott, you heard it from James Burns. Send it back up now to you and Chuck.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Brown Simpson down there. And while we were away with Brown, Northwestern has the ball back, and Northwestern on first down picks up a first down as they have first and 10 at the 34-yard line. Yeah, that ball is going to be handed off, comes up a couple of yards across the 36-yard line, second down and 8.
Scott, as you said, we got a running clock in the fourth quarter. But Northwestern, through the air, they can move the football. Against Spartanburg, it took them 45 seconds to go 85 yards.
There Polk you go. Takes off with it this time. Season opening, takes off with it. Gets up to midfield before he goes down. Picks up another first down.
He showed you his speed there.
Clock does run, however. And a 14-8, they're only down, well,
6 points.
Yeah, so a touchdown could actually give them a lead, touchdown, extra point. That field goal missed by Dutch Fork right there at the end of the third quarter could loom large. Polk drops back again. Fires one over. Oh, he's got a man at the 32-yard line. Makes the defender miss. Still shaking him off at the 25. Cuts down the far side, 20. Inside the 15 and out of bounds around the 13-yard line.
What a move. Yards after catch. Polk threw a dime. And then give credit also not just to the receiver, but Scott, those other receivers making blocks downfield, picking up an extra 10 yards after the completion.
And partner, you just called it right before that play, how quickly they can score. And they move down to the 14-yard line of Dutch Fork just like that. 50 yards on the play.
Boy, how important was those two defensive stops?
Big, huge, huge. Polk with a runner, Gordon Miles to his right. Two men wide, near side. He's going to go that way. Fires. It's going to be high and incomplete. And had a man there who had made a nice inside move, but threw it too high. Goes incomplete.
Dutch Fork bringing a linebacker on the blitz. and just barely made that interference. Two receivers open, but again, the pressure right in Finley Pope's face.
Second and 10, clock running, as you said, is 7:15 already to go in the fourth quarter. Pope takes out. This time he's going to fake the pass, keeps it, and then takes off running. Gets the yardage down to about the 10-yard line, so gains about 5 yards on that play.
Looks like he's got to get what to about the three and a half for a first down for Northwestern.
Oh, he needs to? Yeah, it looks like, yeah, you're right, about the 4-yard line.
Don't forget, we will be picking a offensive play of the game and a defensive play of the game. Stay with us at the conclusion, brought to you by the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. Offsides, Dutch Fork, got to be Scott.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what happened on that last play. They brought it back as he had gotten down to, thought about the 10-yard line.
Offsides.
And they brought it back to the 14 again. But this one's going to be offsides against Dutch Fork, so that'll give them free five. So they get it right back. Ball at the 9-yard line.
And again, that clock's moving. 6:08.
Yeah, we've run a minute without a play. Polk takes the snap, looks to throw, fires.
Got it.
End zone touchdown. Or did he hang on to it? Oh, my goodness, he couldn't hold on to it.
He had
it in his hands.
He had it.
Had it in his hands and dropped it as he was going to the ground.
And I tell you, Dutch Fort, they were bringing the house that time, Scott. It was only one-on-one coverage. What a great move by the receiver. The ball was exactly where it needed to be, in the middle of the end zone. Give credit to Northwestern's offensive line for giving Polk time, because they were coming.
So it's fourth down and about 6. They're going to go for it. Polk drops back, looks, fires.
Got him.
Got him in. He's going to catch it. Spins and in the end zone. Touchdown.
Nice.
Northwestern will take, or will tie this ball game and can take the lead on an extra point.
Scott, if I'm not mistaken, that was the exact same play as the previous one.
Looked exactly the same. You're right.
Just cutting inside instead of going out. They go inside to the goalpost in the end zone. What a drive by Northwestern.
Incredible. But really, as you said, the defense really came through big to keep that lead where it was at. And then the missed field goal gives them that opportunity now to get a point and take the lead here. 14 all. 4 minutes, 45 seconds of the clock is running, even on this PAT, because it's a running clock in the fourth quarter. Extra point. Here we go. Ball is down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. Northwestern on top. 15-14. 4:35 remaining. We'll take a quick break. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
I think it's going to be nice and convenient. I like it.
That's how customers feel about the new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center.
Now it seems a lot faster. You don't have to make appointments, and so it's very convenient, and I like it.
The all-new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center is open. Cherry Road at I-77 next to Burns Chevrolet.
Looking to pursue your degree? Laurel Institutes of Technology is career-focused with small class sizes and offering online programs, too. Check out the 16-month diploma in cardiovascular technology on campus in Fort Mill. Begin your career path at laurel.edu.
Oh, boy. 3:50 to go in this ball game. As fans are pouring out on the far side, not sure what's going on. And I think they've gotten the players coming off of the field. Something is going on down on the field that is not good, as we have kids running all over the place. Teams going back into the locker room, and Dutch Fork coming off. We must have had a lightning delay. I didn't hear anything or see anything, but
I didn't either.
Brown Simpson, you got an update on what's going on down there?
Guys, not sure what's going on. There's plenty of police that are heading up into the stands, and
oh my goodness,
everything looks okay from where we're standing right here. But while we've got a break in the action, real quick, I do have from the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson, Justin and Stroud. Guys, y'all the sponsor of this second game between Northwestern and Dutch Fork. What a game we've got! Northwestern up 15-14 with 3:29 left in this football game. Stroud, I'll start with you first. Your thoughts on this game so far?
It's just been real entertaining. Both teams are out here giving it their best, and we're happy to be able to support them.
Justin, and you were here last year. Your thoughts on this game also, too, and why it's important your law office is involved with this?
It's been a great game. These look like two of the best teams in the state. They're going to be two of the best teams in the state, you can tell. In Rock Hill, right, we still have that small town feel. We have that sense of community, and it's events like this that kind of add to it. And we're just happy to be a part of it and be able to be a sponsor.
Well said, guys. We'll send it back up to y'all as things look like they've calmed down over here in the stands on home side.
All right, Brown, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break and get the teams back out here, get ready to play. 3:29 remaining, Northwestern on top now, 15-14. High school football here on the OTS Sports Network.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola salutes the professional grillers and potluck pros. Whether you bake it, smoke it, stack it, or melt it, there's nothing more important than how you grill while serving an ice-cold Coca-Cola, Coke Zero Sugar, or Coke Light. When you serve your meals with a Coke, you know you've got a winner.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the Good Student Discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. We've got 3 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in this ball game. Northwestern's on top 15-14. That's a nice drive put together by them. Kicks in the air. Dutch Fork's got another opportunity here. It's going to be taken in at the 4-yard line, coming back towards the middle of the field from the left side to the center and nowhere to go. It just hammered at the 10-yard line. Taken down there is Dutch Fork with a running clock. They're going to have under 3 minutes to work with and need to go 90 yards.
Great coverage by Northwestern's kickoff unit. The returner bobbled the ball at about the 3-yard line, but Northwestern, they maintain their lanes, and when you have scrimmages like this, you want to look at all phases of the game, especially special teams. And again, Northwestern, a good job defense the kickoff team, staying in their lanes, making that tackle deep. In Dutch Fork territory.
See what Dutch Fork can do here. Offing takes the snap, fires near side, got his tight end up at the 14-yard line, comes down the sideline, and he will be hit, taken out after the first down up at the 25, but the clock continues to run. So they are down to 2 minutes 10 seconds now. All it takes, Chuck, is a field goal.
Yep.
We'll see what they do, but they're going to have to play quickly, and they've got to get the officials to get the ball set.
And don't forget, we're going to have the YMCA of Upper Palmetto offensive and defensive play of the day for this game. I know I've got mine, I think, picked if this thing stays the way it is, Scott.
Offing swings it out left side. He's got the 30-yard line up across the 35. Another first down, but again, normally the clock would stop. It does not at this point. It continues to wind inside of 135 up to the 37-yard line, first and 10.
Dutch Fork, they're satisfied with taking those 10-yard routes. They run their receivers downfield, but they keep one of those tight ends on the sideline. Second consecutive play.
Twins near side, Offing drops back. Looks, fires over the middle. He's got a man, can't hang on to it. It goes incomplete at midfield. Clock will continue to run, so they'll have to hustle up back to the line of scrimmage.
Credit number 18, Jaden Baxter on the coverage that time. Right at midfield, as you said.
Yeah, no super hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage. I think at this point they're just going to run a couple of their plays, do their thing, and not be forced into like a two-minute offense here because it's down to 55 seconds. They're just now getting set at the line. Offing takes out, rolls to the right side, looks downfield, fires. Man there up at the 47-yard line, slides out of bounds. That's right at the first down marker. He's about a yard shy at the 40. Well, now they're going to say it is a first down. They will stop the clock now. Timeout.
Timeout,
Dutch Fork. They'll stop the clock. Brown Simpson, do you have someone for us?
Right now I do not, Scott. We just waiting for the end of this game.
Okay.
And find out who our MVP is and what a ball game we've got right now.
We were told you had them lined up, so we'll take a quick break and come back here with the remainder of this game. 15-14 our score. Northwestern on top. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
What can you put in a safe from Nichols Store?
We've got people that have valuables. We have people that have scrapbooks. We have people that have heirlooms that's been passed down from generation to generation. And they just want to save it. They want to keepsake it. They want to make sure that it's protected.
Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
First down and 10. Ball at the 46-yard line. It's going to be an incompletion, and we're going to bring up second down now as there's another timeout to stop the clock. Second down at the 46-yard line of Dutch Fork. So they have 54 yards to go in 26 seconds or get down there and kick a long field goal. We'll see what happens as they have called the timeout. Each team talking, coach talking to their team. See what we can do here. Reminder, folks, that all of our games are heard live online. Download your free app and select the game you want to hear every week. Check out WRHI.com for a complete broadcast schedule.
Nice crowd tonight, Scott. It's been a beautiful night for high school football compared to, you know, the temperature was just right. The humidity was lower. Had a nice breeze. Great, great crowd tonight at D3.
Offing's going to set it up. 26 seconds left. Second and 10, drops straight back, looks downfield. Pressure coming, hit as he releases, and nearly intercepted. Ball goes incomplete. The clock will continue to run, and that just might be it as Offing's helmet comes off. They're going to stop it, stop the clock at 15 seconds. They call their last timeout, and they'll have one more crack at it, maybe two, depending on what happens. Third down and 10. If you missed any of your favorite 2024 high school football games, again, you can hear the complete rebroadcast online in the OTS Sports Vault available Saturday morning at WRHI.com. Got another game coming up here as the number one A team comes on board here in about 15 seconds.
They're smiling and they're ready.
Mario Washington, Kevin Robbins getting set to bring it to you. They'll bring down the house when they get here.
They'll bring their fans with them too. Mario will.
Emporium's going to have a hard time keeping up with all the listeners. Internet's going to be on fire tuning in to Mario Washington.
The Mario Washington.
And then you put Kevin Robbins with it, it's over.
I enjoyed, when I did play-by-play umpteen years ago, I always enjoyed working with both Mario, but also Kevin. He's a great color guy.
No racist comments here. 46-yard line, third down and 10. Offing, looking, firing, he's got a man, and is pulled out. I'm not sure if they're going to call it a catch and fumble or an incomplete pass.
That can't be a completion. There's, okay.
The clock's going to continue to run, and I don't think they're going to get another playoff. They've used all their timeouts down to 1 second, and they're going to blow it dead. So game's over. 15-14 is our final. We'll take a quick break, come back. Brown Simpson's going to be down on the field. We'll get the guys in here for the next game as Rock Hill will be up next on deck. Northwestern comes away 15-14. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
It raised over $700,000 in financial assistance for those in need and in youth programs and camp.
Your story begins today. Go to ymcaup.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Back at D3 as the Northwestern Trojans pull it out in fine fashion. A nice drive there by Northwestern. The defense really special plays there towards the end of the game to hold on to it. Brown Simpson's down on the field. He's trying to get us a guest. Just raise your hand when you're ready, Brown. Brown is ready for us. We're going to go down to him, Brown.
All right, I'm trying. Here comes Coach Paige Walford. He's shaking hands with the opposing team. Coach, big win tonight, big scrimmage here. You know it's going to be a challenge against Dutch Fork.
Yeah, well, you know, I spoke to Chris Miller earlier this or just earlier today, and, you know, we were talking about the matchup tonight, and he said, well, you know, Dutch Fork's good again. And I said, yeah, water is wet. Dutch Fork's good in football, and water is wet. Those are two things you can always count on. So just happy for the guys to come out and compete. You know, we came back. We scored another late touchdown. Finley really calmed down there in the second quarter. We played well in the third or fourth quarter, and off we go, man. I feel like we can score points on anybody, and I feel like our defense is really coming around, so I'm excited for next week.
Coach, congratulations. We're going to get the Wilkerson Jones, Wilkerson Law Firm's going to be presenting you with the trophy. And also, Finley Polk was our game MVP. Finley, if you'll walk over with Jeff Bolton from Nichols Store, he's going to present him with the cooler. Guys, back up to y'all. Great game.
Thank you so much, Brown. Real quick, folks, it's time for the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto Offense and Defensive Play of the Day. And, Scott, I'm going to give credit to Northwestern's D, not just one play, two series. Great defensive stand, goal line stands that put Northwestern in position to move down the field and take the winning touchdown. And the offensive play of the game, Finley Polk hitting, if I'm not mistaken, Jaden Nichols for a 13-yard touchdown pass on fourth down to take the win.
There you go. So Finley Polk had our play of the game, and that will wrap it up from here. We're going to let the guys come in, get changed over and set up, ready for the Rock Hill Bearcats to come out here in just a moment. That'll do it for us. 15-14, Northwestern wins this one. Thanks, Chuck Roberts here in the booth. Brown Simpson down on the field. It's been a good one. We'll have another good one for you. Stay tuned. High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.